The expressed views of the guests on this podcast are theirs alone and not necessarily endorsed by the host, TWBC, or any associated sponsor. Conversations that are robust yet balanced, on point and to the point. You are listening to The Talk of Tournament Water Skiing. This is the TWBC podcast. And now, here's your host, Tony Lightfoot.
So Nate Smith, champion of the San Gervasio Pro-Am for 2022, must be absolutely stoked on that.
Yeah, it's pretty exciting. A lot of good scores throughout the whole day and yesterday. Just happy to kind of get through the final there and then put up a big score that Sasha had to beat, knowing he, you know, took out Will there in the semifinals. So pretty happy.
All right, then. I think that almost puts you on the top of the Pro Tour standings as it looks right now. But how's the rest of your season shaping from here on out after San Gervasio?
Going from here over to Lackano this week and skiing that tournament next weekend, then back to the States and then doing whatever we have back over there. That'll end my Europe tour for this year. So just the typical tournaments we have back in the United States.
And what were the major challenges facing you in actually getting to this win? Because a lot of people were faced with the sun, a lot had to deal with the heat and everything. What stood out for you?
Yeah, I mean, you know, it's a different lake, different boats, different everything, but we all get used to it. And yesterday at night, Sasha and I skied in some pretty serious glare that we could not ski going one direction at all. So, you know, that was pretty challenging for us. But, you know, just the big, consistent big scores the whole weekend were tough because you had to go out there knowing if you don't put up a big score, you're going to get beat. And, you know, Will went out. I thought that he might have had it won right there in the semifinals, and Sasha comes up and beats him. You have two different boats, and you just have to kind of pick which one you get in a rhythm with.
Excellent stuff, Nate Smith, the champion of San Gervasio for 2022. Congratulations once again.
Thank you, Tony.
All right. After the event of the San Gervasio 2022, I got a trio of skiers, Ali Garcia, Dane Meckler, and JT. Start off with you, JT. How did you rate your experience here in Italy?
Dude, the food is absolutely amazing. And the skiing, but the food.
How was your result on this one? Could you have skied any better or that kind of stuff?
Skiing was great. Will's a pretty hard competitor to go against, so I was bummed with the result. But you know, Will's hard, so I wish I got a little bit more for sure.
Excellent. So, what's your next event?
France next weekend. So Malibu Open, pretty excited for it.
Excellent. Wish you the best of luck there. And Dane, you made it to the head-to-head portion of this event. What kind of stood out for you?
Yeah, I mean, I felt really good this weekend. Had a couple good qualifying rounds yesterday. I actually had a pretty good start at 41, second round yesterday, and had good confidence today. And unfortunately, just went down. I mean, it happens. It unfortunately got a half, and you know, for T-Gas, able to stand up one and move on. So a little bit bummed for sure, but confident with yesterday's rounds, you know, getting a couple good starts. So
where's next for you?
Yeah, so I'm going to hang out in Europe this week, skiing in Lackenau next weekend. So first time there, I'm pretty excited about it. Seems like an awesome place, so looking forward to the Malibu Open next weekend.
All right, and finally, Ali Garcia, who has seen her stock rise in the last few events. So another high finish there for you. It must be a pretty good being you right now.
It's really excited. I kind of came into this event not really knowing where I sat and honestly just wanting to make it into the top eight and managed my work my way up to fourth, which I'm really proud of. It was a good weekend.
So excellent stuff, and I've seen you certainly rise in the last few weeks. I mean, if there was one thing that you could attribute your ascendancy to this point, what would it be?
Probably just surrounding myself with people that encourage me and push me and support me. I think it takes a village for sure.
Okay, and what comes up next for you?
I'm heading to Lackenau with JT, so off to France.
All right, then. So congratulations to you. Best of luck going forwards. Ali Garcia, along with Dane Meckler and Jonathan Travers.
Thank you.
All right, Ali Nicholson, managing to get on the podium in San Gervasio and already seeing some significant results this season. You must be over the moon.
Yeah, I'm pretty happy. So now we just got to kind of figure out. I think that the ski that I'm on now can work out. We just got to, you know, fine tune and adjust and see what we're going to do moving forward. But I don't hate my chances going forward.
Okay, you got a ski waiting for you in Greece, so you're probably going to try that out before settling between one of the two. I mean, what kind of performance advantages are you looking for this other ski to convince you that that's the one to go with and to maybe just sideline this one?
I mean, I kind of, as I've shown, I feel like I'm pretty adaptable going from ski to ski. I do have two practice sets next week in Greece, so I'm going to try it. If I don't love it immediately, I think I'll probably stick with the ski that I have. I mean, I've showed that I can run some good buoys. I think it felt better, you know, as I went through more, the more rounds on it, the more passes on it, it did feel more comfortable. So I'm going to give the new ski a shot. If I don't love it, I'll probably stick with what I have.
Excellent stuff. You're going to Greece next weekend. What are you looking forward to there aside from the skiing?
Oh, man, Greece is beautiful. I'm really excited. My mom's going to join. So the boyfriend's leaving. Mom's coming to town. We're going to do Athens, some sightseeing there. So I'm really excited. I've never been there. And I've heard the site in Greece is just absolutely beautiful. So I'm super excited.
Excellent stuff. We congratulate you on your high podium placement here in San Giovasio and look forward to seeing you do the same in Greece.
Thank you, Tony.
Okay, so Will Asher managing to get onto the podium here in San Giovasio. You know, getting onto the podium in a pro event seems to get harder and harder and harder, but you seem to make it ever so easy.
Yeah, it never feels easy. A lot of people don't get to see what we do behind the scenes, the amount of testing, the amount of development, the amount of training, just the hours of thought. You know, I put out a really good score, and it's a testament to the level of water skiing we're at right now. You know, Sasha went out and beat a really big score. So I'm happy because anytime I get to turn three and get a piece of four is like, okay, I'm a step closer being more consistent at 41 off. So that's kind of where I'm at. And I was happy with the weekend. It was a great weekend of skiing. We always have such a great time here in San Giovasio. I'm thrilled.
What was that pairing like between you and your traveling partner and teammate, Jonathan Travis?
Yeah, that's like bittersweet, you know. We knew it when we got paired together. I just don't want to ski against him. It's just like such a weird feeling. We train together. We do everything together, literally, with water skiing. And the fact we get paired together in the first round, it's kind of like, well, one of us is going to be a loser, and it's just hard, you know. But it's part of competition, and we always say everything's fair in love and war. So when we're out there on the dock, it's like, okay, you do your best, I'll do my best, and then we'll go. But there'll be days when he gets me, there'll be days when I get him.
All right, congratulating you once again on being a part of the podium in San Giovasio. Will Asher, best of luck going forwards.
Thank you, Tony. Thanks for all your work and all your words.
Thank you. All right, Jamie Ball, excursion into Europe has yielded two wins so far. You must be pretty stoked.
Yeah, I'm super happy. I mean, coming over here, it's a big commitment, and so being able to walk away with two wins is awesome.
Okay, you were largely absent for the first part of the season. Obviously, whilst you're trying to round up your degree plan and everything at Louisiana Lafayette, but was that a little bit of a concern going into maybe your first two tournaments that you hadn't quite prepared enough to take on the challenges from the other pros against you?
Yeah, for sure. It was a pretty rushed start. I wasn't really settled. I was trying to get on a new ski too, so we were in the midst of doing some other stuff. It was very rushed, very tough start for me at the first couple tournaments, but it seems like I'm starting to get things back, so I'm looking forward to the next event in Greece.
These two wins must inspire you with quite a bit of confidence after that rush start, that even under this kind of stress, you can still pull through, you can still get the win, and you can still move on.
Yeah, absolutely.
All right, then. So what are you doing from here on in? I mean, you're skiing the rest of the season. Are you planning to take more time off in the next year or something like that, or are you looking to get into the field of work in your desired degree plan?
I'm going to take the winter off for sure. I want to just take some time to figure out really what I want to dive into in terms of career. I'm super interested in biomedical engineering, but I'm going to take a little bit of a break, have some fun, look around at different options, and then, go from there.
Fantastic. And Jamie Ball, you're a fantastic competitor. Two wins so far in Europe, and hoping that you get some more under your belt. Well done.
Thank you very much, Tony.
Thank you for listening to the TWBC podcast. Be sure to check out our website at waterskibroadcasting.com. Links to our presence on major social media platforms can be found there, as well as updates to our webcast and this podcast. Duplication or rebroadcasting of this broadcast without written consent of TWBC is prohibited. Subscribe to us on your favorite podcast platform and be sure to join us next time for the next edition of the TWBC Podcast.